Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Appreciate you guys waking up with us. If you're listening on the podcast, well, lucky you. You didn't wake up early and you still get to experience the joys of the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, every morning when I come in, I do look at country music history, try to bring you guys a nugget or two. We rarely get going this early, but sometimes we do, and that's why they call me
country music's youngest historian.
That's right. Which, by the way, there's a new Charlie Pride documentary coming out. I'm in it.
Oh, I was about to jokingly say, and you're in it?
Yeah.
But, okay, now I think I remember you filming it.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like the American Classic series on PBS.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that out now?
Not yet. They asked me to come to the screening, but I'm going to be shooting American Idol, so I can't. But apparently, I said some stuff that's pretty cool.
What an honor to be on that documentary. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's freaking Charlie Pride, dude. It's a documentary about him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. So, I'll let you guys know when it comes out. Pretty cool. But I am, again,
country music's youngest historian.
And I'm starting to just embrace it. I is what I is.
Hey, what do you know about it?
Yeah, so here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Ooh, it's a good one. 38 years ago. Today in 1981, this song hits number one on the country chart.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by.
This was also a huge crossover hit for Dolly Parton. A few weeks later, it was number one on the pop chart. Dolly wrote this song by herself while the movie was filming. She made so much money off this song. Sure to buy herself.
And that movie's so good. Makes me want to go watch it.
In addition to appearing on the film soundtrack, the song was the centerpiece of her 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs album. It won a Grammy in 1981. You know what I think about when I hear this song now? I danced to this on Dancing with the Stars, our group dance.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We did a whole group dance of the song. And so I remember we go out and we do the group dance, and I messed up like 4 times, which is par for the course for me. And I remember not messing up 10 times, only 4 times, and the judges were like, Bobby, you nailed it. They were like, you didn't even mess up. And I was like, oh, yes, I did. But it was country night, and my other people had like a Brit from Harry Potter. She knew the song because it was so big. And I had a 17-year-old Milo, and he knew the song.
Wow.
Because it was so big. And then who else was on our team? Regardless, everybody knew the song, and they didn't know anything about country music.
Yeah.
That's how big that song is.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Still the jam. Man, doing that group dance and Dancing with the Stars was crazy, like hectic and stressful. Because what happens at the end of the show the week before, they're like, okay, go draw your song and get your teams together. And the two lowest scorers from the whole show were the captains, Joe and me. And so we go and we draw. And by the way, I ended up winning the show, right? But I was really low. And so we draw the names and we draft our teams. And you go right to a room and you don't go to sleep that night. And so you're just practicing it. You're making up the dance as it's going with all the dancers together. Crazy.
It sounds stressful.
Stressful.
And didn't you milk a cow?
I didn't. Oh. I refused.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not milking a cow. I think the guy from Dukes of Hazzard milked a cow.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm not milking a cow. I don't milk cows.
Good for you, standing your ground.
Yeah.
There are things you do.
I have my limits, folks.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big green stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. Temps dropped about 5 to 10 degrees in most places today. Tons of rain along the East Coast. Watch out for that. In other news, the government shutdown continues. We're learning over 800,000 employees have missed their second paycheck because of it. And finally, at the Atlanta airport, somebody tweeted a bomb threat. It delayed things last night. Flights are now good to go. They're investigating who did it. They're probably going to face jail time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Kelly in Oklahoma is on the phone. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Nothing much. We're driving to school this morning, taking my 6-year-old to school, and she wanted to call and see if she could get through to talk to y'all.
Sounds like the door's open. Are you driving with the door open?
No.
I hear that ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no. I think it's just something went off in the car.
Probably out of gas. Yeah, I get it. So, wait, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Kinley.
Well, is she in the car with you right now?
Yes, she is. You want to speak to her?
Yeah, please.
Good morning.
Wow. What up, Kimberly?
Oh, nothing. Just going to school.
Yeah, what's happening today at school? Anything cool?
Loser?
Oh, we lost her. She probably hit her face on the button.
Oh, sure.
It
man.
Happens.
She's like, she's about 15
so
years
cute
old.
Too. I know. I was like, wow.
She's like, greetings, Mr. Bones. And salutations to you. Hey, Katie in Ohio, you're on.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing. What's going on?
Early morning here on the show, just hanging out. Can I help you with anything?
Yeah. So yesterday I had on my floating head Amy shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out shopping with my mom, and I had to explain to this lady there who was the girl on my shirt. And I was just wondering if you guys were going to sell the other, like you and Lunchbox and Eddie, or...
Oh, yeah. Did we ever sell anybody else's yet?
No. No. Lunchbox was supposed to be next.
Then what happened?
Then we never did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we have them ready. Yeah, we made them, Katie. I don't know what happened, but... Yeah, Eddie has a set, Lunchbox has a set, and I have a set still coming. But yes, that's a good point. And then what we do is we give the money to charity, so I'll get on that. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
All right, Katie, have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, see you later. So Amy had a story this morning that single life gets even better with age. Now, are you bringing that for me?
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw the headline and I kind of thought...
Well, don't have a voice like you're sad to tell me that. She's like, yeah, it's just... Well, yeah, sorry.
It's for you, Bobby.
Yeah, go ahead.
Historically, it says single life gets better and better. And for individuals, as they age, satisfaction with their single lives gets better, too.
So, I get very lonely sometimes in my house, right?
That's why I had the somber voice.
I know, I do. Mm. But here's the thing. Sometimes I go, you know what? If I had to deal with someone's crap all the time, I'd probably be annoyed sometimes. But I think life is picking what you'd be most happy with, like 51% of the time.
Yeah.
So I would like to have someone.
See, I think so too.
Yeah.
And that's why The Bachelor could be good.
Amy, The Bachelor. Amy is just so fascinated with me doing The Bachelor now.
I did a 180. I was so anti The Bachelor. I was like, there's no way he'll ever do it. He shouldn't do it. And now I'm like, they're wooing him. And maybe... You should take them up if the opportunity presents itself.
But what do you know about them wooing me except you read it in a story?
Radar Online?
Yeah.
Had an article that
I've never told you anything about The Bachelor coming to me and wooing. Have I?
No.
Okay.
The article said they're wooing you.
Yeah.
So, yes. Radar Online.
Here's the problem with me and The Bachelor.
Legit source.
People don't work on that show. You have to go check yourself away for 3 months.
But you're someone that has done things differently, and you'll kind of... Shake that up.
I'm not even saying that they're offering me The Bachelor or have spoken to me about The Bachelor. All I'm saying is it's tough to do. And also, I'm not as good looking as some of those Bachelor guys. I'm not ripped up like some of those Bachelor guys. I also have a skill that I've crafted over the years. And some of them, I don't know what they do. They just go on because they're so good looking.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to be known as The Bachelor when I've been like grinding away at this forever. You know, I don't want to be selling flat tummy tea for guys on Instagram.
I get that.
Oh, that flat tummy tea.
Does it really work, though?
I've been using those smoothies. I've been drinking those smoothies. They're good.
But does it work?
I feel like my tummy's flat.
Let me see. Bobby Bones. Come on. So you just found out what allosem means on text?
Allosem.
Yeah, so...
At first, I read it as asylum, but I was mixing up the letters.
So it's... ILYSM. If you see that, ILYSM, it means I love you so much.
Oh,
yeah, but did y'all know that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
That's like what
the kids do.
Well, millennials. Not just kids, not even millennials. I was watching a story about millennials, and like the official date range is 1980 to 1995.
So we're millennials. So
we're like on the edge here. Yes.
Okay, we'd be so considered. Is it Gen X?
Whatever the case is, when you bash millennials, you're kind of that.
I'm not bashing. I'm saying it's what they do.
Morgan, number two, what year were you born?
1993, so I'm a millennial.
You barely make the cut, though.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you know what Allison means?
Yeah, I love you so much.
Do you ever write that?
I used to, like on AIM Messenger when that used to be a thing.
Well, I don't know who put it up. Kelsey Ballerini, maybe? And then I saw somewhere else somebody put it, and I finally had to Google it, because I was like, I don't know.
Well, I just texted my wife, and she said, I don't know what you're talking about.
You texted her?
Right now. Yes.
Yeah? That's funny. Okay, here are some acronyms. Amy. Morgan, number two, have you seen these, by the way? Do you know these acronyms? Okay. If Amy misses it, you see if you can get it.
Okay.
Amy, ATM.
That like that where you get your money?
No. It's like if someone wrote in a text. Like ATM. I guess I can give it in context.
Okay, yeah.
ATM, I can't talk.
At
come on,
Tommy's Mansion.
Oh my
gosh. Morgan, number two, do you know what it means?
At the movies?
At the moment.
What?
The moment. ATM, at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, if someone writes
can't talk
WUD,
ATM.
Like wood, WUD, what's that mean?
WD.
Yeah, WUD.
What are you doing?
Yes, that's exactly what that means, yeah.
Wow.
How about if someone writes, I'm V happy?
Very.
Very.
I use V.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I'm cool.
I do.
Anyone that has to declare they're cool, not cool.
What's sad about that is anytime I just use the V, I have that thought in my head. Like, I'm using the V. I'm cool.
How about IMHO? If someone writes IMHO. IMHO.
I am in... I might have...
Yes, I might have osteoporosis.
What is it?
I don't think any millennials are writing, I might have osteoporosis.
I might have others.
It means in my humble opinion or in my honest opinion.
Okay.
It's like IMHO, and then you declare something.
Okay, got it. I can, yeah.
IRL.
I really...
You don't know any of these.
I really don't. I really...
Morgan, number two, you know this one?
In real life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, have you met them yet, IRL?
Yeah.
Some of these I use.
You do?
Use IRL?
Mostly because when I text, I just slam. I don't edit.
But it would take me so long to think of the acronyms for what I want to say. Go again. What else?
OTW.
On the way.
Yeah, that's good. How about F2F? Hey, but let's do it F2F.
Like the number two?
Mm-hmm.
F2F.
Yeah, do it. Say that.
From.
Do you know what Morgan number two?
Far to.
Face to face.
Face to face. That makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the macaroons. We can put them up at BobbyBones.com. Some more listeners
can
see these.
Parents will know what their kids are saying.
Or normal folks can just use them. Like, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher welcome their second child named Jacob Brian Fisher into the world on Monday. Carrie shared an Instagram photo saying that their hearts are full, eyes are tired, and our lives are forever changed. Also in baby news, Angelina Presley of Pistol Annies gave birth to her baby girl, Phoenix Jolina Jean Powell, on Tuesday. Cassidy Pope released the first song from her new album, Stages. The single is called If My Heart Had a Heart.
If my heart had a heart, it would go on and leave me alone. It stopped having a mind of its own. Let me forget.
Chris Stapleton announced his All-American Roadshow with special guests Brothers Osborne, Margo Price, Brent Cobb, and more. Tickets on sale February 1st. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something.
With her 4-year-old daughter in the back seat, she hits some black ice, slides off the road. Car flips over into an icy pond. The mom's able to crawl out of the car, but the daughter's still stuck in the back seat. Well, this lady, Ashley Holland, jumps out of her car, runs down there, and climbs in the back seat while it's in the icy pond.
Wow.
And pulls the 4-year-old daughter out as the mom was crawling out the front seat.
Wow. While it's in the pond.
Wow. In the icy pond. Saved her life.
Hero.
So the mom is crawling out without the daughter?
Well, she's stuck in the front.
Yeah, so she's maybe crawling out to get the daughter.
Right. She may have been going to get the daughter, but then this other lady's like, don't worry. I got your daughter. You get out. Let's get to safety.
That's crazy. Probably all instinctual, too. Like, she just sees it and goes.
Yeah.
There's no time to think about things like that. Wow, that's crazy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Madison, Wisconsin. A 34-year-old man went out with some friends. He came home and he noticed two of his action figures were damaged.
Oh.
He thought his wife did it on purpose. He went and got his axe, chopped up the TV, the TV stand, the couch.
Wow.
Went outside and chopped the side mirrors off the car.
Oh, wait.
Too far.
Wait, let's hear the end of the story here. Let's hear what happened to the action figure. What really happened?
He said that he woke up, or he went to jail. He said he overreacted, and the action figures were just knocked over. They weren't damaged.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knocked him over? But she knocked him over.
Yeah, she was cleaning, and she actually knocked him over.
Then okay.
Then it's fine.
Everybody got what they deserve.
I have done that to my husband's model planes.
What? The axe?
The axe?
No, I knocked over his model planes, and it's been a big deal, because the propellers broke, and they're still broken, actually.
Well, he obviously overreacted.
Yeah.
I've never thought of just destroying things. That never pops into my mind where I'm so angry I just want to destroy things. Also, he's destroying a car that he probably paid for as well, right?
Yep, and a TV and a laptop and a TV stand and a couch.
That's somebody who will eventually punch you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get with someone who has aggression issues like that. What'd your husband do to you?
Nothing. He's just still mad. He's still mad about it years later. This happened early on in our marriage. And so finally I said, well, then how about we not put the model planes out on display?
What's he supposed to do with them? Put them under the blanket? He made them. They're supposed to be on display.
Oh, no, he didn't make them. These are really, really nice. Like, you buy them.
Oh.
They're a big deal. One of them was his dad's, like the spider jet. I know, they're
and
special.
And then you said don't put it on display?
I said. Wow.
And then you broke it on
purpose?
Because
I cleaned it. I didn't. See, that's what he said. He said, you broke this on purpose so that they don't have to be out. I said, actually, I was cleaning them and I broke them on accident, but maybe if we don't want to break anymore on accident, we should put them away.
What if he said that about your stuff?
Keep them safe. We should keep them safe.
That's kind of rude for you to do that. For you to say, why don't we not put them out?
Okay.
That's what they're supposed to do, be seen, right?
Yeah.
They're model.
Bunch
what do models do?
Everywhere.
They're
seen. Bunch of airplanes everywhere. Like a...
Your husband's a pilot.
Like a kid.
Mm. Oh, you were calling him a kid.
Man. Wow. Yikes.
Oh. Shots. Taking shots. Taking shots this morning. All right, Lunchbox, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Will your husband hear this later?
Probably.
Yeah, okay, let us know. All right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of best fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it. And the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead. Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So for the next couple weeks, every day we'll do a get to know you segment on the show. And so the question today is, what's the craziest thing that you've ever done in your life? Now, there are no rules, so let's talk about it. We'll go around the room. Amy, you're first. What's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life?
Easy. Skydiving.
Yeah?
And I will never do it again.
Go ahead.
Ever. For my 29th birthday, Lunchbox and I went skydiving with another friend, and oh my goodness, I didn't even want to jump out of that plane. It was so crazy, but I felt like I needed to do it, and I could not wait to land, and I'm just happy to say, yep, I've done it, but I will never do it again. Like, jumping out of a plane just doesn't make sense to me.
What if you went somewhere really cool?
Nope. I don't care. I couldn't breathe up there. It's so cold, that air, and you're like, it's all in your face, and you're like I don't know. I mean, it is cool to say that you've done it, but so scary. Crazy. I can't even, my personality is not, I'm not like a adventure seeker.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally the most adventurous thing I've ever done.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I hated it too, but I would probably do it again if it was over the right place.
Nope.
But I hated it too.
Not me. I don't even want to get into, nope. That, and I don't want to get into a helicopter.
I've done that once, and it was crazy. It was crazy.
That's terrifying.
It was just weird, and I had to get to an airport real quick, and so they're like, get in this helicopter. It was
get
for
in
work.
The chopper.
As I got in a helicopter, and it was weird because you just float,
yeah,
and then the helicopter goes forward and just it's weird.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's Amy's.
What's yours?
So when this is the question, it was going on Dancing with the Stars and, win,
oh, yeah,
and winning.
For sure.
That was pretty crazy.
That was the craziest thing.
Yeah. That's the craziest thing. Maybe being there watching you win might be up there with one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Because I remember when they came and asked me way out, like months and months ahead of time, and I was like, I don't know. I've never danced. It'd be fun, but I don't know if I can leave and move to Los Angeles for a few months, which is what I did. And I don't know, because I was going on American Idol, and I'd have to, not to perform, but to be a mentor. and I was going to have to miss some American Idol. It just didn't seem like something that was going to fall into it. And there were a couple other shows that were offered, which were good opportunities. But in the end, I don't know. I kept getting dragged back to doing Dancing with the Stars in my heart. I don't know why. I turned down two other shows.
Well, your heart was right.
And it was...
It was meant to be.
And I went on the show, and I had the worst odds ever when they released the Vegas odds. I had the worst odds on the show. I was supposed to go home week one, and I didn't. And then every week, I just tried to figure out week by week how to get through. And then at the end, I won that show. And I was the worst statistic winner ever. Mm. Meaning, of every person that's ever been on the show, I had the worst overall score ever. Now, I played a different game. I played the people vote more than I did the judges vote. I tried as hard as I could for the judges vote. But when I won, I was like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, I would agree.
So the craziest thing for me was going on Dancing with the Stars. And people were like, when you win that show, your life's going to be so different. My life's not any different.
No.
Well, I mean, you danced at Radio City Music Hall.
But I'm saying...
Yeah, but he hasn't changed.
Nothing is different about me or with me.
You're more known.
Yeah, you're more famous.
Am I,
though?
Yeah, because I encounter... No, I have people tell me they had never heard of you until Dancing with the Stars, and now they listen to the show.
Oh, I don't feel it.
Mm. Okay.
Like, there's nothing about it that's like, oh, now I've won a reality show. And it's funny because it is a reality show.
Yeah, it is.
It feels like a competition show, but they have those cameras on you all the time. That's mine. The craziest thing I've ever done was going on and winning Dancing with the Stars. Lunchbox, craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I've done a lot of crazy things in my life. Criminal things that I'm not going to reveal here because I don't want to...
Criminal things. You were like 8.
Well, I mean, in high school, we took a couple golf carts from apartment complexes and drove them out on the highway, had little races. Thought that was pretty fun. But the craziest, probably going on Jerry Springer when I was 17 years old, lying about a story, making up a story, saying I was dating Kamika and Jennifer and Derek were dating.
It's true.
And Kamika and Derek took us on the show to tell us they were cheating on us with each other. And we were all best friends, and we went on Jerry Springer. And it was the craziest thing ever to be 17 years old and sit there and shake Jerry Springer's hand.
So, can you find that episode anywhere? Like, is there a Jerry Springer library on Netflix or Hulu?
I don't know. That's a good question because I Google on YouTube and they take, if you put it up, they take it down. Scandalous Affairs Part 2.
Eddie, our video producer, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done, and again, like Lunchbox, a lot of crazy stuff I've done, but probably sitting in the bus with Willie Nelson for like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, talking about everything and anything with Willie Nelson. And no, I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. One of the biggest regrets in my life.
But he asked you?
He did.
And you said no.
He passed it over and says, Eddie? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I was working. I said, I can't, man. I'm working. And I just started my shift, and I feel like I would just get in trouble if I did. That's all right. I respect that.
So the craziest thing is sitting for an hour with Willie?
Man, we talked about Ray Charles, Bob Dylan. He was like, Bob Dylan's full of crap. And then he was like, yeah, Ray Charles, man, we used to play chess here at the house, and Ray Charles would make me put a blindfold on just because he was blind. He's like, I want this game to be fair. And Willie would play Ray Charles at chess blindfolded.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
And he'd be like, man, he'd kick my butt.
Feeling the pieces because feel different.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I left there just being like, that was amazing and crazy.
You were working in television then?
I was a news photographer.
Yeah.
And I was just the cameraman there with the reporter, and we just chatted with Willie for like 2 hours.
That's cool.
And he's like, you got to leave now? I'm like, got to go to work,
Willie.
Doesn't
he live at his bus, not his house?
Yeah, so at his house, it's like his ranch, and right at the entrance, all his buses are parked with like parked to electrical outlets or whatever, and his house is up on a hill, and he's never in his house. He stays on the bus at his ranch
because he's on his bus so much
that's home
that's
to
where
him
it feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's your wife? He's like, oh, she's in the house.
Of course.
I see her sometimes.
Of course she is. All right, good work, everybody. That's good. It's a good second.
Yeah,
get to know us a little bit. All right, so have you heard of laughter yoga?
No.
Well, I went to this yoga class, and I don't know, the teacher was funny, and I was laughing during class, and I was like, well, this is kind of fun. Would you like that, by the way? Because I wasn't doing laughter yoga, but I read about laughter yoga after this.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I think I would be into it. I've done like crying yoga.
Wait, is that a real thing?
No,
or is that an Amy thing?
I just cried a lot at yoga before.
Well, you know, I was next to a girl crying.
Mm-hmm. It happens because it just brings out so much emotion. And sometimes the teacher will say something and then you're just, if you're doing it really, for me, if I'm doing like a class where there's a lot of twists and like detoxing, I feel like my body, crying is also another way of getting rid of
toxins. I think it just pulls out all these emotions. I don't know. I've cried in yoga so much.
Really?
Yes.
The only emotion I have while doing yoga is, this sucks.
Oh.
Because I'm not good at it, mm-hmm. but it's never anything where I'm emotional. But the girl next to me was crying, and I almost felt like she'd be like, are you okay?
Yeah, I know, but she probably is. She just needed, trust me, she doesn't, we don't want to be crying at yoga. We
Anybody's crying, though, you want to comfort them.
Yeah, I could see how that's like tempting.
And I saw her tears hitting the mat, and I was like, oh no.
Have you ever done a class where they make you sit at the end or whatever, somewhere in it, sit like crisscross, applesauce in front of somebody else, and you stare into their eyes?
No, that you don't know?
Yeah, I've done that before. Actually, I had to do that one time with the Brett Eldridge's drummer, Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know him. Now when he comes in and plays the drums, we have like a bond. Like I see him and I'm like,
what if you get stuck with somebody that you have no interest
I didn't even really know him that well. It was awkward. I was like, why is the teacher making us do this? This is so awkward. But it was a moment. And I'm not kidding. Every time we see him, I'm like, hey, been to yoga lately? Like we have like a thing. I don't know. It's weird. But
that's weird.
Yeah.
Are you still doing yoga?
I am, but mostly at home, because just going to a yoga class, getting there early, laying in Savasana afterwards takes up a lot of time.
So I go and this teacher's going, he's telling jokes during it. And it's not laughter yoga, but he's funny. I've never been to a yoga class where the teacher's funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, so take your foot, you'll stretch your IT band. He goes, or your IT band. Or I call it the Imagine Dragons band, like the IT band. And I laugh out loud because it's kind of a dad joke, but the IT band, Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
I think it'd be extremely therapeutic because laughter is good for you. I think all these kinds of yoga.
Well, here's what laughter yoga is. Laughing, breathing, and moving that reduces stress. It's new to 2019, and you laugh all the way through, like even forced laughter. Now, we used to do a segment called 30 Seconds of Laughter on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Have you ever done that?
Yes, I've done it before.
It's a lot. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Because it's forced laughter.
It's forced.
But the fact when I see you laugh,
well,
it makes me laugh.
What happens is, I laugh, and it actually starts making everyone laugh.
It's a chain reaction.
The question is, are we in the mood to do 30 seconds of laughter this early?
Sure.
Always.
We haven't done it in a really long time.
We haven't. And here's the crazy thing about this bit, is that if you turn the radio on in the middle of it, let's say like 10 seconds into it, you're so confused at what's happening.
Right. So confused.
I mean, we can try it.
And you're like, what did I miss? It must be so funny.
Something's so funny. They've been laughing for 30 seconds.
We can try it. So this is 30 seconds of laughter. Anybody in the glass room want to take part in this? Raymundo?
Yo.
You want to do 30 seconds of laughter or no?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come in here.
All right.
You kind of have to stretch. We don't have to video this. I want everyone to feel like this is yoga, you know? No judgment.
It's therapeutic.
Nobody's watching. It's a safe place.
Okay.
Let me get the timer ready. Let's see who's all taking part at 30 seconds. Amy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Say here. Here.
Oh, here.
Lunchbox?
Here.
We're just doing a check-in.
Okay.
Eddie?
Here.
Roll call.
Raymundo?
Here.
Morgan number two?
Here.
All right. I'm Bobby. And this is kind of exhausting, this bit.
Oh, boy.
So what'll happen is I'll say go, and then we just laugh for 30 seconds. Hard.
Not yet.
Let me get the timer ready.
You will laugh in your car. You should call. It just makes you laugh. Are you ready, folks?
Ready.
Ready.
The timer is the timer is ready.
Don't waste any laughs.
No, it's just funny thinking about 30 seconds of laughter in 3, 2, 1, go. And time. There you go. There's some
My stomach.
Water.
And relax.
Okay, now stretch out your neck. See? There you have it, folks. And now you're all sweaty.
I know. Like,
that was like a yoga class.
Oh, I need a towel.
Yeah. There's 30 seconds of laughter. How do we feel?
Good.
We feel loose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready for the day.
Samantha, who is stationed in Georgia right now. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on with you?
I am so tired. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. It's been a super long week. So far, I'm only halfway done with it, but that 30 seconds of laughter was awesome.
There
That's
we go.
Gonna give
yeah. That's what we tried to do. That's what we tried to do, Samantha. Awesome. So wait, yes. What do you got to do today?
Thank you so much. So I'm actually in a 2-week course. It's really long, really stressful. It's a lot of information, fast and quick. So hopefully I have 2 tests today. Hopefully I ace them both, and I think I'm going to for the 30 seconds of laughter I just had.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Hey, what branch of the military are you in?
I'm in the Army.
Oh, come on. That's awesome. Well, listen, we appreciate you for calling, but mostly we appreciate you for serving. So thank you very much, Samantha, and good luck on those tests.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your support.
All right. See you, Samantha. There you go. Hey, let's go talk to Courtney in Arizona. Courtney.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening with you?
I turned 30 really soon, and I would like some advice, I guess, on how to do that. Not, you know, like how to turn 30, but like how to accept that.
Yeah, I'll give it to you real easy because I struggle with 30. I remember being 29, and the whole year, I was going, I cannot believe I'm about to turn 30.
Right.
Because I felt like 30 was getting old. I was like, oh my goodness, if I'm 30, like, it's over. Now, here I am at 38 going, 40. Here's what I've realized. It doesn't matter. When you're 30, you're going to find a way in your mind to make 30 feel young. When you're 40, you're going to find a way for 40 to feel young to you.
Correct.
It's never going to change. You're always going to feel like a kid in your heart and in your head. I'm 38. I still feel 17 a lot of times. I look at people who are also 40, 50 and go, man, those are real adults.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. Courtney, nobody cares. Are you married?
I am.
Okay. You have kids?
2.
Who cares? Yeah, you got it. You're already done. You're set, right? Like, 30's cool.
Yeah.
30's cool. All I'm going to say is you'll close your eyes and you'll be like, uh-oh, might be 40. Because that's where I'm at now. I'm 38 years old. And I'm going, holy crap, I'm about to be 40. I'm not even married. I don't have any kids. So I'm going, uh-oh, I don't have anything done. But you are 29 solid, too. And you're in Arizona?
I am.
Dang. What time is it there? Like, 5 in the morning?
It's 5.
You guys don't do daylight savings, do you?
We don't. And so, actually, yeah, that is one thing about Arizona.
That's what I would do. Here's what I would do if I were president. A couple things. Because I will run for office. One, there's no more of this daylight savings. We'll always stay on it, or we'll always be off of it.
Oh, you're going to take
We're
that.
Not shifting anymore. The first thing.
Federal thing?
It would just be a thing. It's
Does
already,
the president change that?
I could. I would.
He could, yeah. Tell all the states
Amen.
To listen.
It already is a federal thing, meaning that it exists. They yeah. make it a rule.
Well, I thought Arizona, how did they decide they don't want to?
Well, if federal wanted to put their boot on it, they could. They don't. I would go, all states, stop it. Stop it with your nonsense.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be a thing anymore. 2, this government shutdown. I would take both sides and I would lock them in a big gymnasium and say, you ain't leaving until you figure this out. Like, it's fine if it takes you a month to sit in this gymnasium and you know, I put a couple basketballs and that make them flat basketballs too.
Yeah.
So they could play a little bit of basketball, but the basketballs would be flat.
It's no fun.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun where you're just like, oh man, I wish I had an aired up basketball. And nobody gets to leave until we figure it out. Okay? Wall, no wall, you know, whatever. You don't get to leave until we figure it out. It's kind of bullcrap that everybody's just sitting around while I go through the airport, my TSA workers are having a sandwich and people are smuggling in razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do right now. I'm announcing my candidacy. No, I'm not.
This is his platform.
But I'm just saying, like, we need a bit of common sense back, right? Just in government in general.
Yeah.
Don't we? Yeah. And by the way, 30's cool, Courtney. Sorry about that. Yeah. I got it a little
30's
off there. It's no deal. Before you know it, you're going to be 36.
Yeah. And you're going to be like, okay, wow, it's been great. 33 might be your best year.
My best years were absolutely in my 30s.
Yeah, me too.
For sure in my 30s. So there you go. I feel like my body didn't even mature until my 30s.
Oh.
My body still hasn't matured.
Interesting.
So, Courtney, thank you for listening. I appreciate the pathway to politics that you gave me just now. All right, Courtney, bye-bye. You're Have welcome. A good day.
Bye.
There she is, Courtney. Justin Bieber pushed his wedding back again for the third time?
No.
Is this even going to happen or what?
Nope.
Why are they doing it? They say why?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin postpone wedding again. It isn't happening next month. They do not have a new date yet. Is that ominous to you?
I don't know. I'm thinking my first thought is scheduling conflicts. Like, they're busy people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, maybe it's something else.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't set your schedule and then change it all those times. And she's always posting things like, it's not what you think, right?
I thought her last name was already Bieber.
I think she changed her Instagram to that.
Okay.
Let's go to Morgan number two. She's 25 years old. For sure she'll know this. Morgan number two, do you know?
I mean, as far as I know, they already have their marriage license and everything, so everything's in place.
Okay.
And it's going to happen, and from what I've seen online, they just haven't been able to get things on the right schedule with everybody.
There you have it.
And she did change her name on Instagram.
So they're already married?
They have their marriage license. I don't know that it's confirmed that they're officially married.
Well, you're not married if you have a marriage license?
No.
No.
It's all got to get signed.
You pick it up, and then whoever officiates the wedding, like your pastor or whatever, has to sign it.
And you have to do it within, I believe, 90 days of when you get the marriage license.
I know that. Learn something new every day, I say. And I've been so cold. Thank you, Morgan, number two.
My job didn't see what's
going on, but now I know. What a jam this is, huh?
Wait for it. Because if you like the way you look
that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go sell.
Trumpet?
I was watching Amy's Insta stories last night, and your son was dancing to this.
Yes.
I was laughing so hard. I think I even wrote to you, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he works it when the rap part comes on.
The ludicrous part?
Yeah.
Him and I dance very similarly.
I get comments like that. I think someone, one of our mutual friends even replied to that and was like, it's like Bobby, but with his shirt on.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Stevenson has his clothes on. I don't know if that was like his
Dancing with the stars. They had me take my shirt off.
Right.
But yeah, we just kind of go at it.
Okay.
There's really no form or reason, but you watch it and go, that person enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not particularly beautiful, but sometimes it is, but there's a joy to it. And so I was watching, and it's still on Amy's Insta story, Radio Amy. And I was watching him dance. I was laughing out loud.
Yeah. I mean, that went on for, I mean, I only gathered, I think, like 2 clips. So it's like 30 seconds of what was going on for like 30 minutes.
Someone asked me yesterday, on a serious note, they said, when you hang out with Amy's kids, because is it always fun? And two, are they just always fun all the time in Amy's life? Like, do they ever have bad days? Because you only show like the Instagram part of everyone.
That's the highlight reel. Right. Yeah. I don't show the bad stuff on Instagram because that really wouldn't be. Again, they get approval of what I post and they probably wouldn't approve that. If they don't like something, they say, trash it.
Oh, they do?
Trash it. So I trash it. But no, I mean, we absolutely have bad days for sure. And that's just the way it is. Especially, I mean, they're kids. No kid has a great week, month. I mean, there's always bad days mixed in, but they especially have a lot going on in their little heads that we deal with. Because their adoption, I mean, their everything they've been through.
Do they ever bring up, hey, let's talk about the orphanage?
Yeah.
Just straight up.
And we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really, really, really want to go back to visit.
It's going to be heavy.
I know.
That's going to be heavy. Hey.
I know.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So this is super cool. Shout out to this elementary school in Connecticut because the students there, they have been leaving out bright yellow scarves and hats for the homeless and the needy in the area to take. And they posted a sign inviting people to just take the clothing. If you're cold, this is for you.
That's cool.
And again, I said it's all bright yellow, so it's easy for them to find and see. And this is kids.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it too. And it's teaching them to care about others. And
it's yellow too. How smart.
It's thoughtful.
I don't know. Well, who came up with that? Maybe an adult. Who cares? But that's cool that it's yellow as well.
Love it.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby
Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher welcomed their second child this week. His name is Jacob Brian Fisher. And Carrie posted an Instagram photo of herself, Mike, and Isaiah all holding him.
You see the picture?
So cute. I saw all the pictures. I love it.
Yeah, I commented on her Instagram yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I don't comment on Instagrams, but I was like, that's cool. I was like, congratulations, Gary, that's so cool. I need to comment more on Instagrams.
Yeah.
Because I always like when people comment on mine. So why don't I comment? That's rude of me, actually. But I did. I was happy for him. What else, Morgan, number two?
Cassidy Pope released the first song from her new album. The single is called If My Heart Had a Heart. If my heart had a heart, it would
go on and leave me alone. So listen. Amy, can you name the person singing with her? Listen closely, the harmony. Ready? Listen. You don't don't hear it?
No.
Okay, Emmy can't hear harmony.
I can't hear harmony, sorry.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
So I'm assuming it's...
You can do this. Not there. I'll play it again. Ready?
Yeah. If my heart had a heart, it would go
on and leave me alone. Oh.
I'm thinking it's her boyfriend.
Oh, Sam.
Sam Pilati. Is that not him?
It's Shay from
Dan. Oh, Dan, it's Shay. Oh.
Yeah. If my heart had a heart, I'm pretty sure that's who that is.
I saw Cassidy and Sam at a coffee shop.
Of course you did. You're so cool.
I saw them at a coffee shop. Y'all, okay, it's a coffee shop in my neighborhood. Yeah. I saw them.
Did Kim Moore walk up? How does that make Thomas Rhett come in? Cool?
John Party was making everyone
lattes.
Y'all
could easily run into them too.
Keith Urban's playing his acoustic
in the corner.
I'm just saying, and she was so sweet.
All right. Morgan number
Whatever.
Two.
Okay.
Chris Stapleton announced his All-American Roadshow Tour with special guests Brothers Osborne, Margo Price, Brent Cobb, and more. Tickets for that go on sale February 1st.
There you have it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy, has the corny joke every day at this time.
The morning corny.
What do you call a bean that's not cool anymore?
What do you call a bean that's not cool anymore?
A has been.
Come on.
Like it.
Come on. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
You know, I'll say this. What? That... Eddie and I have a band called The Raging Idiots, and we didn't plan to come out of retirement. We didn't plan to come off our hiatus. No. But everybody was like, you got to come back. And so we were playing Boston in March on St. Patrick's Day, actually.
Yeah.
And tickets go on sale tomorrow at RagingIdiots.com. But we're about to announce we're going to do a few more shows. Not much, but we're going to do a few more. Some big shows. And we're going to put out some new music, too. The only song, we're going to give them a tease of Emoji Love or no?
I would love it.
Do you know how the chorus goes? You want to hear a little tease? We haven't even practiced this. We wrote this song called
Emoji
Love.
Okay.
That we're going to put out in the next couple weeks. It's about emojis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gathered that.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Doing the chorus?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. No.
I got the
Okay, that's enough. That's enough right there. That's enough.
Okay.
That's all they're going to get right now. Well, actually, we didn't know it that well.
Right. Because we just wrote it.
We just wrote it. But we're recording it right now in the studio.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, ready? 3, 2, 1.
He got the...
No, see, we messed up again. But we'll get it soon, America.
Okay.
That's just a tease.
Yeah, just a teaser. He goes like, emoji love, whoa. Emoji love, whoa.
And it's...
Oh. There you go. That's all you get right now.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
It's a parody?
No.
It's original.
It's a song.
We don't put out parodies for like a recording studio. Oh. Namaste is not a parody. Chick-fil-A But It's Sunday is not a parody.
I know, Amy. You do original. Yeah. I know that.
Emoji love, whoa. Emoji love, whoa.
Now you got it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there'll be more of that coming, right? Okay. That being said, a parody we wrote.
Oh, boy.
We didn't record this, but we want Dan and Shay to sing it tomorrow on the show. So they wrote, you know, they have Tequila.
Yes.
Big hit for them. And so we wrote Chipotle. And so you probably know Tequila.
When I taste tequila.
But our version goes, when I taste Chipotle.
Right.
So tomorrow they're going to be in. I'm going to try to get them to sing it and perform it live on the show. But we can try it, although I can't really sing in that key, the key they sing in.
Yeah, so
but
we can make try up it your own key.
Yeah. That's
how you do it.
Do you want to hear what it kind of sounds like?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we want Dan and Shay to sing this song. Here we go. Ready?
When I walk into the lobby.
Here's some snaps.
A wave just hits my body.
Come on, answer that way.
I see a long line. I'm hungry. Artwork. That's funky. Some tin on the walls and I'm fine.
Come on, Eddie.
When I taste Chipotle and the guacamole.
That's enough.
That's the tease?
That's enough. Tomorrow morning we'll try to get him to sing that.
Okay.
You got snap worth crap.
What are you talking about? I was on Amy when Amy came
out.
I was on?
What?
Work on that rhythm, Amy.
I have rhythm.
Well, we're going to try to get him to sing that tomorrow. Oh. That's not even on rhythm.
What?
What rhythm?
See?
What
see?
Rhythm?
See, now
well,
you
we
know
have no rhythm right now. I'm just snapping. That's just...
Okay. All right, so Lunchbox is... Hey, there's a surprise coming. It's a surprise to Lunchbox because he's the one that doesn't know it. Amy and I know it. I think Lunchbox is going to be the one affected most by it, right? Of everyone?
Oh, yeah, because... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a lifetime thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here is your clue.
Oh, finally.
I know. I'm like 23 minutes overboard, right?
I mean...
I have listeners texting me, like, get to the point.
Yes, please.
So, I'm sorry, but are you ready for your clue, Lunchbox?
Yes.
Your clue is...
There's a drum roll?
Your clue is...
Oh.
February.
Yeah, I knew it. That's right.
So it happens in February.
Yeah. Like I said all along.
What do you think it is?
I'm flipping the coin at the Super Bowl.
But that's a ridiculous thing to even say.
No, it's not.
Why would you say even flip the coin? Why would you not like do an announcement? Like flip the coin's kind of ridiculous. Because you would never get to go on TV and flip the coin.
They have a celebrity do it. And you have connections. And so maybe you got this and got me in to flip the coin. I'm going to be doing something at the Super Bowl, so why not flip the coin? It's February 3rd. That's when the Super Bowl is. And you just said it's in February.
So you think it's Super Bowl?
Yes.
I would just go and sit on Super Bowl. Because you're not flipping the coin.
It's very specific.
See, I like how you're, you're not doing this. And then when I'm doing it's like, oh, you got me. You got that reverse psychology thing you do.
Okay, so your guess is...
I'm flipping the coin at the Super Bowl because you just said February. And okay. I've been saying February 3rd, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
So you think...
Wow! That is good.
Do you think to Lunchbox is big that this is, it's, let's just say it's that big. If it's Super Bowl or whatever it is, do you think it's that big?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah! I mean, millions of people will be watching.
Okay. I have to let him know.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, because I got to figure out.
Honestly, but I still haven't been cleared yet.
What if you just let him know?
I know. Don't spoil it.
I'm not. But
I know, but I have to let him know soon.
Like
next week.
Although whatever's happening in his life, he'll basically drop whatever.
Anything.
He'll drop anything.
What's
for
up?
This?
You'd be holding your baby like, I'm out. Drop the baby.
Yeah.
You baby. That's up.
But
yeah.
I think it's fair to, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait.
So there you have it. That's your clue.
Because I mean, you really got to tell me because I got to get like you guys got to tell me where I'm staying, what my flight is.
All of those are factors. Clue number two, where you're staying.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And your flight are all factors.
And
so okay, here's clue number two. It's not. Can I say that in Nashville?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, you need a flight.
Yeah,
hotel.
Flight. Yeah. What up?
All right.
Yeah. Ooh, do I get to request something?
I already gave you an extra clue.
I know.
Okay. Yes, Amy, go ahead.
Nothing.
Don't spoil it.
Can't say.
Do you know who knows it? Morgan number two.
What?
She guessed it.
Why does she get to know?
No.
Mike D knows.
Privately, she guessed it to me. She went, hey, is Lunchbox XYZ? And I said, huh. That's true.
No wonder she's been nice to me lately. She wants to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, there she is.
That's what it is. Every morning I come in, she's like, how are you today?
Okay. And who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Patriots.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
Tom Brady. I want everybody to hate him even more.
I know. I love Tom Brady.
No, I like him. I think it's amazing what he's doing. I'm saying everybody else will hate on him the more he wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what if I meet him at the Super Bowl?
What if you get in a snap?
No. Let's not be ridiculous.
Let's not be ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, you have two clues I've given you today.
Yes.
I gave you a second one because I did hold it a little too long and people were irritated.
Question.
Go ahead.
Since I get to fly... And this is a surprise that's going to change my life. Do I get to request my airline?
What?
Why?
Because I want to fly private, baby!
It's not an airline.
That's do you know how that works? That's not an airline.
Here I am thinking he wants to like get some Southwest points.
Can I make a request on my airline?
Like, I'd like to fly with one of those tanks that you strap on your back.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. No.
What do you mean it's not a thing?
It's not a thing. That's not an airline. Have you ever flown private?
No.
Okay. Because our listeners may be like,
what?
This guy. No.
Yeah, it's called Privy.
All right. Yeah, nobody that flies private calls it Privy.
What do they call it?
They don't really call it anything. It's kind of like Fight Club. Yeah. You don't really talk about it.
I call it Privy.
And like the artists that show themselves doing it, you always look at them going, ew.
No.
Not a
you
good
think
look.
That's the lifestyle.
Ego. Stop doing that.
Send me a privy.
All right, there you go. There's your clues. Right, good?
Yeah, flying right. privy.
There are these documentaries on Netflix and Hulu about this festival called Firefest. Man, if you have Netflix or Hulu, you got to watch them. I watched them when they came out, and it's this festival they tried to put on, but then they kind of didn't. It was a scam, and people lost tons of money, and Amy finally watched. Which one did you watch first?
Hulu first, then Netflix.
And what'd you think about it?
I mean, I just cannot believe. I kept thinking, like, okay, they're going to pull it together. They're going to pull it together. And then they just didn't. And I can't figure out, what do you think? That he's totally was scamming from the beginning, or it just fell apart and unraveled and he couldn't put it back together and it ended up a scam?
Because they were trying to do an app, a bigger thing than the festival, I don't think it was a scam at first. And then they got over their head and he was like, well, the only way we can do is scam it out.
And do you think Ja Rule knew? That
no.
Not, no. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. It's just crazy to me how they pumped that thing up and it went crazy just because of Instagram, and people were paying like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for these tickets for something they had no idea what it even was. And they wire transferred. They were like doing stuff on, it was like they were like making the commercial and they're like, can somebody get, you know, one of the Kardashian or Kendall Jenner? They're like, wire her $250,000 to post this on Instagram. She got the wire. She posted it. She didn't even know what it was.
And that's why they have to do hashtag ads now.
Yes. So crazy.
Because people just thought she was going.
And then one of the dudes that got involved with the festival, I think this is the Netflix one. I don't think he was on the Hulu one. Blew my mind what he was willing to do to save the festival.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? I had to pause it and rewind it and make sure. I was like, did what? Like, I thought he was going to say, at that point, I walked away, but he was like, okay, I can take one for the team. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, it's FYRE. They're two documentaries. You can watch either one of them on Hulu or Netflix, but it's the Fyre Festival. And again, because they were promoting an app,
right,
I don't think it was a scam from the beginning.
Okay.
And also, they spent millions of dollars to try to get it to work still. If they were scamming the whole time, they'd have just been like, I just don't put any more money
How
into it.
How terrified would you be? When it was daytime, it was all good and well that like those people got there and there was nothing going on. But when it turned nighttime, it seemed like people went like crazy.
Yeah, they started
Looting.
Looting. And
yeah, doing like, it just seemed like that would just be not a safe environment.
Do you recommend
it?
How many fires do you give it? Firefest? Out of five?
I give it five fires.
Right.
Like, I think it's just something, it's crazy that really happened. And then who are these kids that
spend $80,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they thought they were going to be on this private jet going out there, and they're all like, they're like, you're watching real footage from them going to this festival, and they're like, so we just boarded our private jet, and it's like a, you know, Boeing 747, like they're just on like a normal old airplane or something.
Didn't you want to kind of slap some of those influencers?
A little bit. Well, no, I didn't want to slap them, a little bit. I was kind of like, okay, get over yourself.
Yeah,
for
like, get
second.
Over you. A bit. But that's why everybody was kind of laughing, because it was a bunch of rich kids who didn't get to go to their festival. But then, but then you watch it, and you're like, well, this got pulled off for quite the scam. But again, it's a bunch of rich kids who, and it's hard to feel bad for rich people when they don't get their rich things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're like, excuse me, where's my villa?
Yeah.
I was like, it's that little FEMA igloo thingy over there, or whatever it was. I don't know, government thing.
The Firefest documentary, you give it?
Five fires.
Five fires. Wow. There it is, everybody. Both of it. The Hulu one. You like that one, too?
Yeah, I like them both.
Yeah, it is. Hulu and Netflix.
It's important to watch both.
It's important, she says.
Yes. All
right. I'm really good at Jenga. I think I played at my house like 8 times. I never got beat. I'm really good at Jenga. And so I saw the story about Jenga come up. The Louis Vuitton Jenga game cost $2,400.
Wow.
What?
I mean, wow. I don't know.
Why?
Another level, because it's Louis Vuitton.
I would just think people that play Jenga are like real people that wouldn't spend money on Louis Vuitton Jenga.
Right.
You don't see rich people sitting around playing Jenga. That's
never.
That's like a gift you get if you're rich and you give it to a rich friend that likes things.
So just because it says Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton's luxury upgraded Jenga features 54 LV monogrammed plexiglass cubes.
Ooh, plexiglass.
They cost $2,400.
Oh.
Man.
It's very pretty, I must say.
Rich people do crazy stuff with their money, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you judge somebody with a Louis Vuitton Jenga?
Yeah.
Be like, isn't there a better place to put that money?
Yeah, we wouldn't ever see it, though. We don't know them.
Yeah.
Those people, we don't know the level. I mean, unless we saw it, like, on Instagram.
Yeah. True. Maybe I should get one for Instagram.
just for Instagram.
And then return it. Can you do that?
Inside that Firefest documentary, they showed people who rent out those private planes. Not to fly, but just take pictures in.
Get out of here.
And I'm like, what a waste of money.
Just to take a picture.
You rent it for 1 hour to have a photo shoot.
Awesome.
It doesn't ever leave the ground.
You just go rent it to go sit in it, and people take your picture.
I was like, wait, could this be a business? Because my husband has access to planes sometimes.
And he's the pilot.
That's so smart.
I mean, come on, guys. Let's start this up.
You don't even need jet fuel.
No. I mean, his aren't necessarily the ones he flies. They're not necessarily jets. They're like a, you know, single engine, two-door, like little prop plane, but still do a photo shoot.
There was a Price is Right contestant, and they're like, hey, come on down. But they were in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tara Armstrong, come on down. Is she? She's in the bathroom.
Can you imagine? She's sitting on the toilet right now. She's like, uh-oh. Why are they calling my Tara? Is this right? She's like right in the middle of it.
Tara!
Because you know whatever she was doing, she cut it off.
Quickly.
Yeah. She's like, oh.
Sarah. Nice to see you.
There you go. And then she came back.
Did you wash your hands, Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't want to touch your hands, do you? Oh, Price is Right's fun. What TV show, game show would you dominate? If you got to be on any game show, Amy.
I don't know.
Anyone at all.
Dominate.
Which one do you feel like would give you the best chance if you went to play this one?
Okay, probably Price is Right. I'd be pretty good at that.
It's such a grab bag, though, because when I played, even the Las Vegas version, I ended up having to play that. I had to match cereal prices and putt a golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because then Wheel of Fortune came to mind, and I just would not be that great at that, I know. And then Jeopardy.
Any game show.
Maybe give me another game show. These are only three I can think of.
Well, you picked Price is Right. I think I would do good at No Whammy.
Pressure Luck.
What's No Whammy?
Ooh.
What?
You don't remember Pressure Luck?
Mm.
Whoa.
I'd be good at Jeopardy or The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, Celebrity Pyramid.
Pyramid.
That's
a good one.
Pyramid would be good.
I don't know if I'd be good at Deal or No Deal, but I would love to play Deal or No Deal. Remember that one with the briefcases?
Remember it.
It's just still on.
Is it still on?
Eddie's like, remember American Idol? I'd be good at that one. Lunchbox, which one? You get to pick one. Amy, what is yours, by the way?
Okay, I'll go Pyramid.
You go Pyramid. I'd probably go Jeopardy if you made me pick.
You would win Jeopardy. You should go Jeopardy.
I don't know, but there are other people. They're probably better than me, but I'm pretty good at trivia.
Bobby be like, hey, Alex. I'll take
Alex, you're wrong.
Hardest category you argue for 500.
I challenge Alex.
Yeah. Lunchbox, convince him.
You get one game show?
Oh, man. I guess I would go with Hollywood Squares.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, depending on how good the celebrity was.
That's the problem. You have to tell if they're telling the truth, but I feel like I could read them if they're lying to me.
But there's money on the line. What show do you go with? There's money on the line.
$25,000 Pyramid.
Oh, I go $100,000 Pyramid.
Oh, is it $100,000?
$1 million.
He picks the cheapest pyramid.
Because I just start yelling just things. I'm good at like Taboo when you have to guess things. I'm good at those kind of games.
Yeah. Well, she was in the bathroom. Can you imagine sitting on the toilet?
It's terrible.
And it's like, oh, come on.
Sitting on the toilet. Yeah.
Sitting on the toilet. You guys seen that video?
Yeah.
So funny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a St. Bernard. And he's escaped, and it's in Minnesota, so obviously it's super winter and super cold. And day one went by, they couldn't find the dog. Again, it's snowing. It's like a blizzard out there. It's a 10-year-old St. Bernard named Old Lady. They look for a day, nothing. 2 days, nothing. They get on Facebook. They're like, we can't find our dog. And if you have our dog, thank you. Please bring it back. Nobody brought it back. So what happens is this grandpa and this other kid are out walking around. 17 days later, they find the dog in the woods.
Wow.
Over 2 weeks. The dog, whose name is Old Lady, the leash got tangled in the woods. She couldn't get free. Somehow managed to survive in the frosty temperatures, and had they not been walking around in the right spot, they wouldn't have seen her.
How in the world?
She was frostbitten and malnourished, but vital signs are strong. She's recovering after her, they say, snowy adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, and this story's weird because there's an old man that finds Old Lady, and I'm like, oh, what? But yeah, a grandfather and a grandson were out walking around, and they found Old Lady. And when you read it, you go, is that his wife? No, it's the dog.
It's a dog.
Yeah, it's a dog. But that's good. The dog survived. I love it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I love when I wake up and I don't know that new music's gonna be out, and there's new music out and I love it. That's what happened this morning because Weezer put out a new record, and I woke up and I text Eddie as soon as I woke up. And I was like, Eddie, have you listened to the new Weezer album? And he's like, yeah, I sampled it. And I was like,
I skimmed through it.
I was like, why are you such a turd? No, you didn't. Or if you did, you're being a hater. He didn't. He didn't even know it existed.
I did not. I was talking about another album.
So here, Amy, check it out. Weezer did a whole cover album. Here's Weezer doing No Scrubs.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke sack. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
You like that?
I like it.
It's good, huh?
So good.
I'm a massive Weezer fan, though. So anything they put out, I'm like, oh! So, okay, how about this one? You know this song? Imagine me and you. And you and me. Yeah.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
It's on the Weezer record too. It's good anyway.
I should call
so
you
they
up.
Did this and they did Take On Me from A-ha. Anyway, Eddie was too cool for school this morning when I texted him. I was like,
that's
hey,
good.
I love that they have, what's it called, the Teal album?
That's
this
what
is
it
called
is.
The Teal. All their albums are after colors,
not
Amy.
All of them.
Oh,
don't,
no?
Don't be a Weezer expert.
Because there's a black album. Yeah, that's okay. The one I skimmed
enough
through.
Enough of you, Eddie. I've had enough of you
there's
today.
The blue album.
I've had enough of you. You hater.
The Pinkerton album.
Do you remember Diarmid, the Irish guy that we brought in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this dude, you got to understand on the show. That this dude comes in, he's just sitting in on the show. He met one of our producers at, hey, where did he meet you?
At a UPS. At I was shipping guitars.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, are you on the Bobby Bones Show? Lucky Charms. And she's like, yeah. He goes, I love that show. It's nothing about being an artist. And I just had him in here, and I was like, hey, man, what do you do? And he's like, I work. He's like, I'm also singing. And I was like, oh, you're singing. So I put him on the spot thinking he wouldn't be that good. And then you crushed
good.
It.
Yeah, he was really good.
And then I was going to take him out on the road with me. He's like, I got to move back to Ireland, mate. And I was like, oh, man. Is he living in America again?
Yeah, he's in Nashville.
Oh, he is? Okay. So, he just put out this cover of Shallow, which is from A Star Is Born.
Right? Okay.
Where is this clip? Somebody show me where this is, because I want to play this. Is it? It's good, right? It's on Facebook? So, he goes out and records this song. Here you go. This is Diarmid. How you say it?
Diarmid.
What is it?
Like Diarmid.
But it's spelled Diarmid.
Yeah, but it's like Pyramid.
Come on, man. Diarmid.
Okay, here you go.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
This is not in studio, by the way. This isn't playing on Facebook.
I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for a change.
Do they ever sing a part that I know, or is this the song? Does it ever go, tell me where? Is that on here? No? It's not that same song?
In all the bad times I find.
I mean, it's good, but what are you saying in there? Talk.
What?
Does he ever do that thing where he goes?
No, it's just a 1 minute clip of the song, so it's not the full thing.
Oh, how do we get the full thing? I'm not inviting you back in because he's going to move a country again. I'm like, you're so good. Let me get
it's
you.
It's always like, where are you now?
Let me get you a record deal. Oh, got to go and do a mission trip in Africa for a while. Oh, man. Anyway. Oh, man. I thought he was going to sing the other part. See, Carrie Underwood had a baby?
Yep. So cute.
Yeah, it was good, huh? What's the baby's name? Zero?
No, that's the name of their new dog. Oh.
That's funny. Because the kid named him Zero, right?
The other kid.
The other kid.
Yeah. That'd be a good baby that. Name, though. Zero.
Zero.
No.
Here's our son, Zero. What's Carrie's baby's
Isaiah
name?
Isaiah got to name the dog. He named him Zero. The new baby? I don't remember.
Morgan, number two, you know the new baby's name?
Yeah, his name's Jacob.
There you go.
Jacob Brian Fisher. How about that? Good for them. I did comment on Carrie's Instagram. I was like, congratulations. I'm trying to comment more on Instagram for my New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. To like and to comment. Like.
Yeah, it's good.
Trying to like, but then I try to comment a little more because I'm such a douche sometimes. Like, I just take advantage of everybody's pictures and I enjoy it without even getting going, without even letting them know. I shouldn't do that.
That's how I am with reviews.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I go to Yelp a lot or I like to see what other people write, but I don't ever review anything. Oh. So I'm a taker.
Yeah, if I go to Yelp, I'd review. I don't go to Yelp.
Wherever you read reviews, I like, or Amazon, if I'm looking at a new product, I love reading the reviews. But I don't ever review anything.
Bones,
I
you
die.
Review?
No, I don't read reviews. I don't do reviews.
I think that's a certain personality that reviews.
Nope, don't.
I've never reviewed.
But you don't. But do you read reviews?
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, I don't really read reviews. I read Rotten Tomatoes sometimes.
Yeah,
but then even then, like they say that movie, the Queen movie's not good, and it's up for every award. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the deal? Is it good or is it not? So, but I'm just trying to be less of a douche on Instagram. Because right now I'm scrolling through. Somebody put some cookies up here.
Like it.
Should I, though?
Well, do you like the cookies?
Yeah, let's like it.
There you go.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Like, don't feel pressure to like something
you don't. I feel like it has
to
be A+ to like it.
Well, I thought you were just trying to like more.
I know. Like John Party posted something. He's in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He's like, having a blast in Canada. Normally I wouldn't like this. And I like John Party. But you know what? Like
it.
Yep. Did you know, hacks, right? On Insta Story, if you hold it down, it pauses. So you get more than 15 seconds. Did you know this?
I didn't know that. What?
So pull up your Insta Story. So if you're watching one, you usually only get 15 seconds.
Yeah.
If you just put your thumb on it, it pauses it and you can look at it the whole time.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know this.
Nice. Instagram hack.
And I don't know if it's a hack.
I didn't know it.
Okay. So pull up your story.
My story? Like I'm going to make a video?
It doesn't matter.
Or your story?
No, anybody's story.
No, watch
okay.
it.
Watch all a story.
Right. I'm watching a story.
And as it's playing, put your finger on it. It pauses it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I did know that.
Got it. Okay.
I didn't really know.
I did not know that, so thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you want to look at something.
Yes. Because sometimes people will write text and you're like, oh, it's gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Another one is when you send text messages. I used to go, how do I get that thumbs up and thumbs down and stuff? I'd have to like hold it down.
Oh, yeah. I'm bad at that.
All you have to do is double tap it. And it pulls up that little bar.
The whole option.
Like,
bar.
Pull up your text.
Because some people do that so fast, and I'm like.
Pull up your text message.
Okay.
Like, pull up. You and I were texting last night. So, pull up something and then put mine in double tap, like one of mine. And then it pulls up that little grid. See?
Did you get my thing?
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much easier. I was like, holding it down and nothing would happen.
I know.
And then some people would thumbs up me, like, so fast. I'm like, man, they're good at that. Because I can't get a thumbs up that fast.
Boom. Sent you a heart.
Ah, got it.
I used to hate on those, the thumb ups, the hearts or whatever. And it's like, why not just respond to me? But it's much easier than the response. It's just like, I got it. Cool. Thank you.
Emojis rule, man.
They do.
The Raging Idiots have a new song we haven't put out yet called Emoji Love that we're still working on. It's going to be out soon, though. Do you want to hear a piece of it?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have it. We just do our mouth.
Sure.
It goes like this. 3, 2, 1.
Emoji
Love. Okay, it goes like this. 3, 2. Wait, no. See, we don't quite have it yet. We're still working on it.
Here, ready? Go.
3, 2, 1. Emoji Love. Oh, emoji love. Oh, oh, oh. That's coming out soon.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And it's got music behind it.
Yeah, it's got guitars and funny words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be soon. All right. We good?
See?
Love.
Oh, emoji love. Oh, oh, oh.
Good. All right.
You got it, Amy.
That's a, yeah. Hey, Luke. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
You good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Hey, not much. I was just going to tell you, I read your book, Fail Until You Don't, over my honeymoon back in October.
Yeah.
And I brought it back to work, and now we're all reading it as a group at work, and we all love it. We're all inspired by it.
Oh, thanks,
man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Where do you live in North Carolina?
I live in a town called Statesville. It's about an hour north of Charlotte.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you reading my book. Thanks. Amy, where did you live in North Carolina?
Southern Pines.
Here's a story about this show, is that, you know, I was the only one that did radio, and I had just started doing a morning show, and I met Lunchbox, and he was a delivery driver for Jason's Deli, and I met Amy, and Amy was a granite seller, Hey, what did you call?
Yeah, I worked for a granite wholesale company.
And so they'd never been on the radio. And that was the whole point of the show, to do a show with people that had never been on the radio, because I don't sound like I'm on the radio. And Amy came, and it was amazing. And then she's like, I got to go. I quit. Amy quit the show. Do you guys remember when Amy quit?
Oh, we had a going away party.
We had a going away party.
Chewy's. That's crazy. And yes. Everything.
Amy going away. Threw a party. I bought her a big poster. We all signed it. Like a big picture of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then my contract was coming up, and they were like, well, what do you want in your negotiation? And I said, I can't have Amy leave the show. They're like, well, she's moving. Her husband was in the military.
He was moving to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, so we had to move.
And I said, I will not go on the air without Amy. I didn't really say that, but I was like, I must have Amy. And they said, well, what do you plan to do about it? And I said, well, we build a studio for her in her house.
Duh.
In North Carolina. And so we did for how many years?
Five.
For 5 years.
It's amazing.
Amy worked from her house.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my houses, I've lived in two houses in Southern Pines. My very first house, I worked in the attic. And I pulled down the little thing from the ceiling, and I would
ladder?
Climb
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And then, so I was up there in the attic. Like, in the summer, I was sweating. In the winter, I was freezing. And there was, like, little insulation. My husband added some, kind of by my computer, so I wouldn't, like, you know, totally freak out. But if I had to go to the bathroom, there were times, because I would have to go down that little ladder, I would, like, tell Bobby, like, if I don't come back in a certain amount of time, like, y'all need to call for help.
Because she's fallen.
Because, like, my husband was probably gone, and I was alone, and I needed help. And then the second house, I did it in the garage.
Yeah, and you'd hear, like, a dog barking in the yard.
The train
or
would go
mowing.
By. I lived right by the little train stop there, and it would be, like, every morning, like, clockwork.
So for 5 years, Amy lived in her house, and then she moved back to where we were in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And right when she moved back, she was like, I got to buy a house. And I knew I was already moving to Nashville, and I couldn't tell anybody. And Amy had, and her, your first house didn't go through.
Yeah,
something happened.
Through.
It fell
we
through.
Put it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to Amy and be like, "Do not buy another house. We're going to Nashville." And she's like, "What?" And so, thank God, the house, because I don't know if you would have moved if you'd have bought that house.
I mean, it would have been, we would have had to have figured something out, or rented it, or figured out a way to sell it again real quick without losing any money. It would have been crazy because it was. It was in my dream neighborhood, too. I mean, the house was like a teeny tiny little thing, but growing up, like, I always wanted to live in that neighborhood, and we found a house we could actually get, and then it fell through, luckily, because, like, literally a few days later, Bobby's like, yeah, I think we're going to Nashville. I was like, I've never been to Nashville.
And then we came. We all moved.
Yeah.
In March, it'll be 6 years we've been here.
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Really crazy.
Remember that press conference?
Yeah.
We go, and they have a press conference for us, and we're sitting there in this room. And again, how we got here is crazy because we're just a bunch of ragtaggers. Like, no corporation put us together. I didn't hire people from other radio stations. I was just like, I want to create a show that's normal folks because I think normal folks listen to us. So Amy was selling granite. Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli. Eddie was my TV producer. He had never worked in radio. Raymundo was an intern. Mike D was an intern. So it was just all these people that had come up with me. And we moved over here, and I was like, okay, we're going to have a press conference for you. We're like, what?
A what?
We're, us? A press conference?
And the press is going to be there?
Like, huh? And I remember all the artists showed up, and we're sitting in the crowd, and I was like, what is happening?
I remember Janet Kramer. I remember
Jake was there.
Jake was there.
And Jake was about the only person I knew a little bit because we had mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, man. Eric Pasley was there.
That's right.
He didn't even have a... artist song. He was just a songwriter.
You're right.
Chris Jansen. It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Gloriana.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
That thing spiraled quickly, didn't
sure
it?
Sure did.
So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What
it's
song do you years. Say that reminds you of that time? Is it Randy Houser?
Randy Houser, Running Out of Moonlight.
That's it. It just reminds you of that time.
That's us moving here and that song on the radio. Mm-hmm. Never have seen my heart like this.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going to be 6 years in March. And, like, we have the best listeners, and we've been able to accomplish so much together, and it's just been crazy. And I all this comes up because Luke said, well, Luke, I appreciate you reading my book. I know I kind of went on a little tangent
there. Oh, I was
there.
Like, wait, what are we talking about? Hey, Luke.
Thanks, Luke. And
hey.
Tell your office I said what up, too.
I will. I appreciate it.
All right,
we
bud.
Love y'all here in North Carolina.
Thanks, man. See you later.
Yeah. Oh, North Carolina. That's
yes.
how it started.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the story about the guy who uses 5-year-old to steal packages from the porch?
No.
So
he sends them out.
Sad, sad, sad.
Ugh.
I know.
Right? Like, you never want anybody to get beat up, right? Except maybe this dude.
This dad.
You never want anybody to get beat up, though.
Except.
Well.
This dude.
Yeah, the story is, Maryland police say a father used a 5-year-old daughter to steal package from the porch.
Oh, daughter. Oh.
Was it better if it's a son?
No. No, but The whole thing is just bad. I was just picturing, I don't know.
Deputies have arrested a man who they say directed his 5-year-old daughter to steal a package from a home in Bel Air, Maryland. This video shows the young girl taking the package off the porch on December 2nd. An anonymous tip led deputies to arrest Gary Smith on Friday. He is charged with theft. Police say the package was a pair of boots.
That stinks, huh?
Yeah.
Using
you know
kid?
What that makes me think of?
What's that?
Is Dirty John. In his story. No, his
the
dad.
Podcast show.
His dad made him do scams like as a kid.
Where you learned
and
it
that
from.
Messed him up, I think.
Yeah. I mean, anything we learn as a kid kind of stays wired in us. For example, my grandmother adopted me for a while when I was a kid, and she taught me how to play cards like crazy. Count cards. I was 7 years old counting cards, playing gambling like crazy. That's when because I really got into poker and counting cards and percentages, and but all that came from her. I don't play at all. I don't gamble at all anymore.
Yeah.
And frankly, I was doing pretty good.
Anytime we would do a gambling thing at the house, you'd win everything. So it's, yeah, you were good
at
it.
And I was good at numbers, and that's pretty quick. But that's where that comes from. My whole family's gamblers. But I was taught so young. In college, I was broke in college, right? I would cheat playing cards in the dorm. I thought I'd make money for, you know, food. But partially. I also worked full time. But yeah, stuff we learn
starts at home.
My grandma taught me how to cheat.
That side hustle.
She taught me everything. She was like, sometimes you have to know how to cheat. She goes, sometimes you'll get beat up if you get caught cheating.
And we don't know any different, so we take it all in. Like, that's how we live
it's
our
life.
It's
what's right to us, because what we're taught really young is that's our foundation.
Correct.
Not right or wrong. That's our foundation of what we know.
But then we become parents, and we need to learn from that and not make the same mistakes. No, you're coming.
You think so?
Yes.
You think I'll have
you
kids?
You have to be a dad.
Why?
Like, you're meant to be a dad.
You think I'm meant to be a dad?
Yep.
Why?
I do.
I want to be a dad. That'd
because
be cool.
You're caring and you, like, I think you have a lot to teach your generation, your next generation, your kids. Like, you've learned so much in your life that kids, now your next kids, need to learn what you've learned.
It'll be interesting to see how you choose to parent. Being that you're going to be able to provide a completely different life for your kids than you had. So
I
it's
worry
that fine
about that.
Line of like, ooh, you want them to grow up the way you did so they can appreciate things and know, but you can also provide for them. So I feel like you're going to be in this like torn place. You're going to be like, you have to work for that. But you want these new Jordans? Okay.
I know.
You know?
You're going to have some interesting situation for sure.
Yeah.
That is a weird thing because I grew up really poor, but I'm not really poor anymore.
Right.
And so it's, I know. What am I going to do? Not have a kid, what I've decided to do.
No.
I know. I mean, I was thinking about calling, not an escort service, but.
What? Like I thought you were about to tell me you were thinking about adoption.
No.
What?
A dating service. Like, not an app, but like, don't they have these things? I don't know what to do. I don't know how to date. I don't know where to go. I'm clueless.
So what are you considering? Clarify.
There's not considering that I was thinking about. Can't you just like call a dating service and be like, hey, find me someone? And they like find you people?
Well, yeah, remember? I wanted you to do that. Thing a long
that
time
was
ago.
Years
okay.
ago.
Look, dude, I don't know. But I don't know.
Like, look, dude.
What do I do?
That's like not what you need to
I'm
do
tired,
right now.
I'm tired of being lonely.
I know, but
I'm tired of it.
Okay. Probably not. I don't know. Listen, you know what I get more emails about these days, especially if we talk about The Bachelor, because then it's like on people's radar that you're single, because sometimes I think people forget.
I'm so single.
Yeah, you're so single. So now we're doing this. We're talking about it right now. You're so single. So I guarantee you I'm going to get emails today. I get more emails lately about girls that want to date you or they have a friend that wants to date you. And I got so knee deep into some girl's Instagram yesterday where I was like, what am I doing? Like,
this I appreciate that. That's friendship right there.
Yeah, but then I've been hesitant to even pass it along to you because it's like, you know, I don't know. It's someone I don't know.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's tricky because I don't know
this
what
whole job is tricky.
Their intentions would be. I'm sure they're really nice and sweet and awesome, but and then not that you're different. You know, you're on air. Like they don't know all of you. They know.
Yeah, they know the 5 hours that we talk about whatever we choose to talk about. Yeah,
or they know they like that you dance or something.
Heck
on
yeah.
Dance with the Stars. So they're like
the job's made it trickier to date.
Yeah,
because I've went out with people and they're like, oh, I don't really know much about it, and then you find out they're hardcore Amy fans and they do know. Yeah. And so you're like, I don't even care if that's the case, but you got to be honest about it. And then you're like, well, if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about?
Yeah,
make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I think I had to do
sometimes.
I'll
get so annoyed at Morgan number 2. I'm bringing you in this Morgan number 2 because I'll see her. She's out with like 10 girls, and I'm like, who are these girls? She's like she's like at a stripper class or something. What was that called?
Yeah, the Misfit Academy. We went and did pole dancing class.
You did what? You did pole dancing
class? It's like a workout.
And I was like, who are these girls that she's dancing with?
Do you like any of them, Bones?
I don't know, but I'm like, how are we not introducing me to every...
But are they... Because they're like 24.
So what?
I'm another 25-year-old.
Okay.
That's not a big deal.
Okay. And what's your cutoff?
I don't know. 25, probably.
Okay.
Morgan, number two, any of your girls interested in Bobby?
Oh, I haven't asked. I didn't know that Bobby was interested.
I don't even know.
I can start putting those two together all you want. You just let me know.
It would be like Amy... Dude, she has friends. I'm like, who are these friends? Not even girls, but like people. Like, I should know all your friends at this stage of your life.
No, we don't date friends anymore.
What?
Do we?
What do you mean?
I guess if you really wanted to, it'd be fine. But it gets awkward when it doesn't work out, and then I'm in the middle.
You've only made friends, though, from people I've dated and not anymore. Not me dated your friends.
Well, then I can't become friends with your people anymore. But they've actually been really, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, like, that's the point. Like, there have been no bad ones.
There's been no bad. I'm just saying it's difficult for me sometimes when I'm in the middle. That's why when someone's really, really cool, I'm like, just everybody be friends. Like, let's just all be friends because I don't know if this is going to work out and then it's going to be awkward. But you've worked on a lot since those days. I think you're way more open to it and more vulnerable.
Yeah, like how vulnerable I am.
Yeah.
Don't you feel?
Yeah, I do. A little bit. For sure, I've been working on it.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't really tried it though, you know?
I can't believe Morgan number two went pole dancing.
Yeah, right? There are a lot of things in this conversation that came out. What do you have over there?
I don't understand why people, and I guess women in general, are so crazy.
Wait, that's a weird way to start a story, but go ahead.
Women in general?
Yeah, just listen. This 49-year-old woman hired a wedding planner. She had an elaborate ceremony, and she married her comforter.
Oh.
She said it's the longest, strongest, most intimate and reliable relationship that I have ever had. That's because it has always been there for me and gives me great hugs.
I hate it.
Like, what is... I mean, you are so weird. And
how
like,
does she have a marriage? What's the wedding?
Well, I mean, it's not real.
Did she put it in the hamper? Like, how does it stand up?
How does it walk down the... aisle.
She carries it probably.
What's its best man? A pillow?
Who gives it away?
I don't. The sheets? I don't know. Like, I have no idea. It doesn't say all that. But the fact that she hired a wedding planner for this? Come on.
Is this America?
I don't know.
Well, and then what if you get invited to this wedding?
Oh, can you imagine sitting there? Having a...
You just feel
the whole time.
Awkward.
No, act like it's normal.
There's no way she has friends. If she's marrying her comforter, she doesn't have friends.
Well, can I say my comforter is pretty legit, though. And if you don't like yours, you move on.
Yeah.
So you spend a lot of time with your comforter.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You had to marry one inanimate object, Amy.
What?
What would you pick?
My hair wand.
She's like, my hair wand. I'm disgusted by this quote, my hair wand. Lunchbox?
My couch.
Oh, you love it?
Oh, love my couch. Like, it has the part where there's one section that sticks out a little bit longer, so you can just lay down on it, your legs, and face the TV. It's the most comfortable thing I've ever been on. I love it. I would marry my couch tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
You're just talking about how crazy
she was. So passionate about it.
I'm saying. If I had to marry an object.
Okay,
now,
what about you?
Oh, I know what Bobby would marry.
What?
His phone.
Ooh.
That's a
good one.
Yeah.
I would say my laptop, but I mean, the phone is kind of...
That's pretty good, because then he gives you...
I would say my laptop.
A Netflix.
My laptop's a dude.
Such a
guy. So what?
No.
Is your laptop really a guy? How do you know?
You just assign genders to them.
Okay.
I'd marry that dude.
Morning, dude.
Yeah. What? You don't know if that's America or not?
I don't... It doesn't say, but it just says 49-year-old woman and... Miss Selleck.
Did you watch that documentary about people marrying, like, the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, a long time ago. Like, what's wrong with people?
Trees.
Really?
Yeah.
And, like, they would, like, have sex and stuff with
them. No!
What? They
no!
Would?
No!
Yes,
no!
Yes, yes, yes.
What documentary? I didn't see that documentary.
A car.
How do you...
You saw... What?
Yeah.
No! What? Somebody married the Eiffel Tower.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But, how
do they do...
They don't. Bobby's just made that part up.
I don't think I did. I definitely don't think I did.
I'm not Googling it.
Yeah, don't.
I'm
don't
Googling Google it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
A couple things. If the show ends today and you're done listening to the show and you've listened to it on the podcast, this thing starts early. And you want to go over and listen to the new Bobbycast? You can just search Bobbycast, and there's a new one up with Rachel Womack, who is a fantastic new artist. Also, there's a new Amy podcast up today called Four Things with Amy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, a new one goes up.
Yeah, talk about lifting weights, like how they can actually make you pretty. Because a lot of girls are scared of heavy weights. They can make
so
your
it's
muscles
not bulky.
Pretty.
So it's...
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I need to listen to that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to look
pretty. Yeah, and why crying is good for you.
Oh.
That's up today. Is it
yeah.
up now?
Yeah, it's up.
So, four things with Amy Brown. And if you're into sports, well, I got a show that you could possibly like. It's the Sore Losers show with Raymundo, Eddie, and Lunchbox. And so that's up as well. So they do that every day after the show.
Every
over.
Day. Every day.
Every day. So a lot up there, man. Bobby Cast, Four Things with Amy Brown, The Sore Losers. It's a good day to be a podcast listener.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
For the first Valentine's Day since 1901, Conversation Hearts will not be on sale this year.
Yeah, I saw. And yeah. I wouldn't have wondered where they were. But you know those little hearts, those sweetheart yeah. hearts?
Be yes. mine.
It is a story that they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, so they were made by a company, Necco, but they went out of business in July. And the company that bought the rights to make the hearts wasn't able to get production set up in time.
What?
They say the hearts will be back next year. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that those little cute little sweethearts.
We yep. always fill our dining room table with the hearts. We just buy a bunch and we throw them on there so then the kids wake up in the morning and they have all the hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah?
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. All right, what else?
So a driver got a speeding ticket. And they were so angry about it that they threw it out the window, and that got them another ticket for littering.
Oh, look at that.
So, you know, if that happens to you, like, try to control your anger or you're going to get in
And don't litter
trouble.
Anyway. Mm. Littering is so gross.
It is.
That would be a deal breaker. If I were dating a girl and she littered.
She threw, like, a can out the window.
I know.
You'd be like, if she threw, what? Like, her Kentucky Fried Chicken box out the window, I'd be like, what is happening? You're insane. I cannot be with you.
That's what we're trying to teach our kids about that. Because they grew up in an orphanage in Haiti where they could just throw trash. I mean, they should have gone to throw it away, but sometimes they just throw stuff. And the culture outside of the orphanage in the town, there's trash everywhere. So they just throw things. And they still, it's not registering with them. Like, that is not how we do it here. And, like, spitting, like, in the dining room.
Oh, they spit in the house?
Well, because they ate outside all their meals. So sometimes it's a hard habit to break. Like, if my daughter wow. doesn't like something, she's just like, pfft. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Here's a napkin. Spit it into the napkin. It's still, I mean, because like her entire life, that's what she was able to do, was just spit it on the ground. I'm like, that's not what we do.
That's crazy.
So roughly 1 in 5 Americans that have a relationship where they live with someone else, like a live-in relationship, whether it's boyfriend, spouse, whatever, they are hiding a checking, savings, or credit card account.
How many?
1 in 5. So if you do the math on that, it's about 29 million people who have financial secrets.
Hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, 1 in 5.
Like 20% of people have a fake account.
I mean, well, so like.
Not a fake, an extra, like a secret account.
A secret account, yeah.
Do you have a secret anything?
No.
But you wouldn't say, though, here, would you? Because that would be a secret.
Would
She's
I?
Like, no.
Why are you winking at me?
That's a good point, but what? No. No, I don't. Do you?
Well.
Hide it from who?
I don't have anyone to hide it from.
Yeah.
From yourself.
That'd be a weird part of getting in a relationship, though, is sharing, like, not sharing, because I can't wait to share with somebody. Like, that to me is going to be the coolest thing. But I
think so too.
Like to share.
I'd like to share with you. JK, go ahead.
JK. Yeah, let them. Someone has access to all your stuff and you have access to all theirs. That's,
yeah.
That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's a new, like,
concept.
Undiscovered area for mm-hmm. me is that. I've never had anybody live with me ever, like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch them use the bathroom? That's weird to me.
No, they can close the door.
Yeah, you don't have to watch.
Oh, you don't have to?
No,
you don't have to watch.
Oh, I thought you have to watch.
No, you do not.
Just sit there and stare.
Nope, nope, nope.
It's like, gotta go, come on. Oh, man, I do this again. All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what was your big takeaway from today's show?
Oh, Lunchbox getting his tip, or what are we calling it?
We gave him 2 clues. For a surprise.
Yeah, he ended up, well, he was supposed to get 1 clue, ended up getting 2 clues, and I just can't wait for the day that we actually get to tell him.
I mean, it could be tomorrow. I doubt it. I'm just waiting for clearance.
Okay.
Because it's other people who have to say I can do it.
Okay.
So, because it's 99.9%, it's just not 100 yet.
Yeah, but I understand.
Yeah, yeah. But you think it is?
Flipping the coin in the Super Bowl.
All right. Lunchbox, what was your big takeaway today?
That I'm going to the Super Bowl.
No, that's not the takeaway. That's not it.
What do you mean? Why? How are you going to tell me what my takeaway
okay.
is?
Okay. I didn't lead you to think anything about the Super Bowl.
Okay. My takeaway.
The clue was February.
Yeah.
And the clue was there'll be airline and hotel involved.
Yeah. And I guess I took away that laughter is contagious.
There you go. We did 30 seconds of laughter
today.
That was
fun.
Also, my big takeaway today is I'm glad that Amy thought the Firefest documentary was as nuts as everybody else.
Yeah. Documentaries.
That's right. Amy, what are you doing today?
what's today? Thursday? I'll work out, walk a lot. I got to get a lot of steps. I think it's a power day, yeah. So I'll be trying to hit that 18,300 steps.
Is that a lot?
Yes, it's a lot.
I'm not insulting. I don't know.
I know.
Do you want to see my steps from yesterday? Yeah, let's see.
Yes, please. Show me your steps from yesterday.
Because I never know what I... And I just click the health button.
Yep.
My steps from yesterday... What's today? 23rd? 1,088 steps.
Oh, dude.
Is that good?
Yeah, yesterday... No. See, you would have to do that 18 times.
I'd have to 18 days? It'd take me almost 3 weeks.
Yes. So that's what I have to do. What about you?
Let me pull... I have a really busy day today, right? I have a couple interviews after the show for the female show. I have a board meeting today for one of the boards that I'm on.
Ooh.
I know.
See.
Eddie and I have a Raging Idiots shoot today this afternoon. By the way, can you do that? They just kind of threw that on.
I can do it, yeah. Okay. I talked to him yesterday.
Like photo shoot?
Yeah, kind of. Our band, the Raging Idiots, we weren't planning to come out of retirement. But when the people call, you do. We have new music coming out.
Okay.
I have yoga. I have to get a spray tan because I have to go to Hawaii on Friday afternoon for shoot for American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go out there pale. What?
It's just funny that you go to the beach and you get a tan before the beach.
It's not the beach. It's TV. It's the lights.
I know, but Hawaii is the beach.
I don't know if I'm going to touch the beach. I'm just going out there because they're telling me.
That's crazy,
I have to fly. I'm not complaining because it's pretty cool. But I fly 10 hours to shoot for basically 48, and then I fly 10 hours back.
Oh, yeah. The flight's – yeah, it's a long flight.
Yeah. Stuff. Busy day today. Lunchbox, anything going on?
Oh, man, I got to hit a nap. I have to. Yesterday, I did not get a nap, and so today has been a struggle fest for me.
Well, there you have it, folks. Tomorrow, Dan and Shay on the show. When I taste the key, see you guys then. Appreciate you. Baby, see you Friday morning.
The Bobby Bones Show.